Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. I'm Allie here with Art League of Long Island, and I have Andrea Manning here in the studio, the program manager. Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So okay. I want to learn all about Art League of Long Island. Tell us what it is exactly.
Sure. So we're actually celebrating our 65th year, which is pretty special for an art organization on Long Island. It's pretty unique. But overall, we're a not-for-profit visual arts center. We're celebrating, obviously, our 65th year, which is very exciting for us. And we've been serving the Long Island community with art classes and art programs and exhibitions in painting and drawing, jewelry making, printmaking, graphic design, fiber arts, sculpture. We're really excited because we just expanded our ceramics program to be a ceramics arts center.
Ooh.
So we're kind of, you know, building that out and, you know, fleshing it out to be more of like a community experience where you can do like all kinds of alternative firings, not just like firing in a regular electric kiln, but also doing pit firings outside. It's really exciting.
I'm really interested in that ceramics class.
Oh, the ceramics is amazing. Our faculty is incredible. So we just got a new department head last year. Her name is Punita Mittal. And we're sort of like revamping the whole thing. The instructors are so talented and inspiring. It's like one of my favorite things about working at the Art League is that like I'm surrounded by artists who are out there working it, making it. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, like I'm surrounded by all of these amazing people. I'm surrounded by art every day. Like what could be better for me? You know,
that's awesome. So what level do you have to be at in order to take classes here?
So we have classes for all ages and ability levels, which is also a really wonderful thing about the Art League. I'm a working artist, so for me, I'm like, art is my life. But, you know, it's not for everybody. But we like to offer all kinds of opportunities for people at any sort of stage in the creative process to experience, you know, the benefits of, you know, living a life creatively.
Awesome. So you saying art is your life. So have you taken any of these classes here?
Well, I mostly just focus on putting the program together and making the experience of the students as best as I can.
Okay.
And sort of like digging into like what was important for me when I was, you know, learning a specific medium and like digging into my toolbox because I'm like a nerd about process and everything. So like I like to know how everything gets done in the studio by different artists. So if I haven't experienced it firsthand, I've read a lot about it in like a dorky way, you know? Like,
I love it. Love someone who does their research. So what is like a fan favorite class that people take?
Well, our jewelry is super popular. It's super popular. Those classes max out almost every time. Because it's basically the only place on Long Island where you can work in a full metal smithing studio. And the work that comes out is like professional level. People stick with it for years and years because it's so unique and our instructors are amazing.
Wow. So tell me, where can people go to sign up for classes and participate?
Well, they can sign up online on our website at artleagueli.org or they can call us at 631-462-5400. Our registration is extension 222.
All right. So is there any programs that people can join in the Art League of Long Island?
Well, sure. So there's also ways to get involved at all levels of, you know, commitment and engagement. And one of them is just becoming a member and you'll be included in all of like our newsletters about all the events happening at the Art League. And that includes other benefits like discounts at the Art League, but also, you know, at the Heckscher Museum and at different art supply stores and things like that. But for people who are a little bit more advanced in their artistic careers, we have entering our third year, which I'm very excited about. So it's still like a little fledgling program, but it's gone really well so far. It's called the Resident Artist Membership. And it's a year-long program of sort of independent study for artists who are kind of really committed to their craft and committed to engaging with the Long Island creative community.
So what makes this program different than other art programs that might be offered somewhere else?
Well, for us, we're an art education center, so it's really centered around getting in that class time and getting in that instruction. So it's a perfect opportunity for somebody who's looking to kind of expand their skill set and get into those, like, a little bit more difficult to sort of, like, get started in medium. So, like, jewelry would be perfect for that, or ceramics and printmaking, because kind of the equipment to, like, start something new in those media, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit harder than, like, say, picking up a paintbrush. That's really accessible, you know? You can go to the store, buy your paints and your canvas and set up, and, like, you're cooking with gas, right? But in jewelry, you literally have to be cooking with gas sometimes, you know? You need some torches. You need, you know, there's a lot of specialized equipment that you need in these media. And so the buy-in is a little bit high for somebody just, like, trying to start out in it. So this year-long program is a great opportunity for somebody who's looking to, like, really get in there and study and see if, like, if they ever had that idea that, like, oh, maybe I would love to make jewelry. I don't know yet. Well, this is a perfect opportunity to try.
And that's awesome. It's a year long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So is it focused on one medium in particular, or does it kind of dabble with different mediums?
So because it's an independent study program, it's, you know, it's perfect for somebody who, like, kind of can come up with a plan for themselves for a year and look at all of the things that we have and see what they want to do. It's very self-guided. And so what a resident artist wants out of it, they can get out of it, you know? So we have 4 resident artists this year. They're all wonderful. Their work is incredible. So they were chosen based off of, you know, really strong work, really strong writing, and it's kind of like a demonstrated history of engaging with the arts and really, like, building a strong practice on their own. And this year they've sort of focused on those difficult to engage with media, like the ceramics. They're all really engaged with the ceramics and the sculpture. I know a lot of them have taken the jewelry, but they also mix into other things. So they'll take a painting class with one of our, like, amazing painting instructors, you know, like, so they'll sort of, like, dabble in their interests, their current interests, while also expanding it. We have a show coming up for all their work that they did this year.
Oh,
I'm
that's
really
awesome.
Excited.
What day is that?
So that is, I think it starts March 4th. It's basically for the month of March.
Okay.
And so they're showcasing work that they made in the program, but they're also collaborating on a huge, like, 18-foot mural that they'll create together, like,
wow,
a performance piece over the month of March. It's really awesome.
Just these 4 artists.
Yeah.
Wow. How long does that take to make?
Well, it'll take the whole month, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited.
That's awesome. Do we have any, like, sneak peek what it might be of?
I think on our social media we'll be posting, like, little teasers. They've been working for about a month now on, you know, collaborating.
Okay.
On, like, doing, like, little test runs and, like, kind of, like, getting to this, like, synergy space.
Yeah, I love
where
they're
all working on the same piece. It's really exciting to me. You know, I've seen them through the whole program, and they're sort of entering the last few months, and to see them come together like this is, like, it's working, you know? Like, the proof is in the pudding, you
know? Exactly. So what is that social media handle, if anyone wants to look it up?
Our Instagram is at ArtLeagueLI.
Okay, perfect. So let's flesh this out a bit more. So what exactly can someone expect from this?
So it's a course of independent study. So it's very self-guided, but there are a few, like, key benefits that sort of really, like, make up the full membership. So that includes 50 free hours of instructed class time per semester. So over the course of a year, you get about 150 hours of class time. We have an exhibition every year with the resident artists. We give you the opportunity to teach a one-day workshop in the summer following your residency. There's unlimited use of open studios and free admission to all of the Art League events and lectures, and promotion of you and your work on the Art League website and social media. So this is an invaluable opportunity for artists, you know, sort of at their beginning stages, anybody sort of emerging. But it's also a wonderful opportunity for anybody who's sort of more established in their artistic practice. So, you know, this year we have somebody who's like just emerging on the local scene and, you know, a veteran of the Long Island and New York City scenes, you know. So it's sort of, there is no one like type of person that becomes a resident artist. There's no one type of artist. It's what's really beautiful about a program like this, and what's really fun about it is, you know, finding the right kind of mixture of personality and work and writing and, you know, sort of intention in their work to like put together a cohort that can become a team and put on these collaborative events. Like last year we did an artist talk where they, you know, presented their work to a full gallery of people to sort of introduce them to our community. And, you know, now they're working on this like huge 18-foot mural for their exhibition in the month of March.
That's so crazy that they're all working on that together.
I know. It's so cool. I'm like, you guys are the coolest.
How do they come up with an idea for something like that?
So, you know, I think all of the artists that we chose this year, like, they're not only linked by, like, their high professionalism and the quality of their work, but they all kind of have, like, there's, like, a little nugget of commonality in their artistic practice. So it's kind of like they all like have this like really heavy expressive element, and like there's a genre of art called like visionary art, where like you just kind of like let it happen and let it come out of you, and like the expression comes first. So they're all like working on the same thing. And, you know, from afar looking at their work individually, I was like, how is this going to work out? And then they start working together and I'm like, these pieces are amazing. It's very exciting.
It is. It sounds awesome. I can't wait to see it. And so walk me through like what a typical day is like for an average resident artist.
Well, if it depends. I've had resident artists kind of stack their day. So they'll attend 3 classes on a Thursday and sort of get all of their hours in on that one week. But because there's such flexibility and we offer classes you know, basically every day of the week, you know, your schedule could look very different. However, they also have, you know, opportunity to come in on days when their classes aren't in session and they can do independent study in basically all of our studios.
Okay, awesome. So for that Long Island listener right now who's mm-hmm. like, that is me, I need to apply for this program, how do you do it?
All right. So on our website, artleagueli.org, under the Call for Artists tab, there is a resident artist listing, and you can see the full prospectus with all the requirements. It also lists out all of your benefits in the resident artist membership, all of like the requirements. So in exchange for, you know, the 50 free hours of classes and the access to our art library and, you know, the open studios and the events and everything, we just ask that you sort of give back 10 hours of volunteer work per month. And we ask that you keep a blog of your experience there, which is also good for you. It's a great practice for artists.
This is a year-long program.
Mm-hmm.
So after that year, what do the resident artists do after that? Is there another step? Is there something else that you can apply to?
So many of our past resident artists, and at this point, we only have, you know, 6 from last year. And at the end of this year, we'll have 10. I expect them to stay engaged with the Art League because, you know, they've sort of like integrated with the Art League family and, you know, they've sort of helped generate this revitalization of our community. But apart from that, they're all working artists. So they're having exhibitions all over the island. They've gone on to, you know, return to us and teach at the Art League. So they teach workshops and things like that. They generate open studios. It's really, you know, they've been a gift to us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like that they're all very in it still.
Yeah.
And one more time, how to apply for that program.
Okay. So you can go to artleagueli.org. Under the Call for Artists tab, we have a whole landing page for the resident artist membership. And the application is all done online.
All right. So are there any other events coming up at the Art League of Long Island?
Sure, we have exhibitions running all 12 months of the year. Our next exhibition, it's called The Big Picture, and it's all large-scale work in our beautiful bi-level Jeannie Tangleson Gallery. It's a beautiful space, and I encourage you to stop by, you know, if you have any interest in art or any interest in just seeing, you know, what Long Island has to offer. But our Big Picture exhibition, it runs from March 7th to April 24th, and it's very large-scale work. It can be as large as 7 feet. So, so really big pictures, you know, really big work. It's very exciting because it's not something that we see all that much.
And where is that location? Where to go find that?
So the Art League is at 107 East Deer Park Road, and that's in Dix Hills.
Okay, so that exhibition sounds really awesome, The Big Picture. Mm-hmm. What other events you guys have going on?
This year, we're having our 53rd annual Art in the Park Fair. So that's out at Heckscher Park in Huntington. It's an outdoor fair, and we see amazing, you know, handmade goods and from artisans and artists from all over the region. And also, you know, some people travel here from states away.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is so funny because my brother and sister actually participated in Art in the Park when they were younger. I think it was through Burr Intermediate School that they all got.
Oh, I love this.
They all submitted their work and they got picked for it. And my mom was out there taking pictures.
Oh, I love.
So I'm very familiar with this event. How many submissions do you get every year for this?
I think we have 80 plus vendors every year.
Wow.
And you could see a lot of the Art League faculty out there as well. So they're, you know, showing their work and selling their pieces as well.
Do you have to be a member of the Art League to show up and show your work at this?
Or? You don't, but I believe you get discounts.
Okay.
And, you know, it's good to get involved anyway. I would say, you know, a membership at the Art League, it gets you, like discounts, you get into the Heckscher. You know, it's something that I would do even if I wasn't involved.
Right. Mm. And do you guys have any volunteer opportunities for people who are looking to volunteer?
Yes, we have so many volunteer opportunities. You know, we're a not-for-profit and we rely on, you know, community engagement to get certain programs and things off the ground. You can contact us at the Art League, info@artleagueli.org, to sort of, you know, test the waters, reach out. You know, we have a lot of opportunities and ways to get involved.
All right. So with Art in the Park, how do you apply for it?
So we take applications until May 15th. And you could reach out to Bobby Janowitz at bjanowitz@artleagueli.org. Or you can call us up and we'll direct you to the right person.
Perfect. And is it just one medium or is it?
It's any and all medium. So all of the goods that are sold at Art in the Park and, you know, at any Art League fair in this style are all like handmade fine art and craft. So it's like really like high quality goods.
So is it just things to buy or is it like an exhibit as well?
So it's also an exhibit. I went last year and like just walking around and, you know, seeing these like amazing pieces, it was also just really inspiring.
Mm. And I was reading up a little bit about you guys and I saw something that you help college students with their portfolios?
Yeah, yeah. So we have a portfolio development program, not just during the regular school year. So we do have a portfolio development class, but we also have over the summer our pre-college portfolio development program, which is a 4-week program. And it's 5 days a week. So it's a pretty intensive program, but that's basically the amount of time you need to like get a jump start on your portfolio. So it really helps kids develop their portfolio to, you know, a stronger point. And it's, you know, it's really it's something that somebody who is even thinking about, you know, investing into the arts with their time and their, you know, future should you know, attend. It's
so one more time for this resident artist membership, because I think it's such a cool thing. How do you apply for this?
So we take applications online and you can find it on the Art League website, which is artleagueli.org. It's under the tab for call for artists. There's a resident artist membership landing page. Now, the application period opens on February 1st, which is obviously past, but it's open until March 30th. So there's a limited amount of time to get your application in there, and I would definitely visit it a little bit in advance, you know? Artists are so kind of known for doing these things last minute and sort of like sweating it out right at the end, furiously typing their artist statements and things like that. I mean, I know I do, but... I would definitely visit it ahead of time so you can at least start thinking about which 10 images you're going to submit. You can start thinking about what's important to you and how to write your statement of purpose and statement of practice, which are kind of like fleshed out different aspects of your artistic practice.
So don't procrastinate is the moral of the story. You want to get your applications
in. Every time I'm sweating it out, last minute, oh, the deadline's 11:59. I will start it at 11 o'clock, you know? Don't do that. It's a little bit bigger than a last minute submission.
We've all been there, girl. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Andrea, Unplugged into Long Island.
Oh, thanks for having me.
On 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI.